Off the Ball, GAA.
So you've got Garrod O'Connor, you've got O'Mara, you've got really good players coming in, right? I mean, really good players, not just okay players.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Mac Hansen receives his punishment following his post-match outburst at the Aviva, but the referee involved is pondering retirement. Contract season continues apace at Connacht, and Chris Farrell is sacked by Oyonnax following his conviction as part of the Grenoble rape trial. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First today, Mac Hansen will miss three games as a result of his press conference outburst last month. The Ireland winger, you may recall, was highly critical of the standard of officiating he's experienced as a Connacht player of late. Hansen was particularly aggrieved that a clear out by Jordy Barrett and Bundy Aki went unpunished by referee Chris Busby. The winger faced a disciplinary panel yesterday, chaired by Roger Morris from Wales, his compatriot Nigel Williams and former Springbok Stéphane Terblanche. They found Hansen deserved a six-week suspension, with three of those suspended. So he'll miss Connacht's upcoming Challenge Cup pool fixtures with Lyon and Cardiff, as well as the URC fixture at Glasgow later in the month. Crucially for Ireland, Hansen will be free to play in the Six Nations. The disciplinary panel stated that Hansen must issue an apology to the match officials, which this morning read as follows. "People know I always wear my heart on my sleeve. However, after the Leinster game on this occasion, I let my emotions get the better of me. Upon reflection, my comments to the media were ill-advised and fell far short of the standards I expect of myself and what the sport expects of its players. I want to offer an apology to the match officials for any distress my comments may have caused. Our games are built on mutual respect, and I didn't show that after the game. I also want to apologise to the URC, and I fully accept the findings of the independent disciplinary panel. Hansen must undertake a match officiating course and share his findings from it with his Connacht teammates. Connacht themselves received a suspended €10,000 fine and must run an education system with their players about how to conduct themselves in post-match media sessions and interactions with the media." The story didn't end there, however. The 42's Murray Kinsler revealed this afternoon that the man who refereed the contentious Leinster-Connacht fixture, Chris Busby, is to retire from officiating. While the Hansen incident isn't the only reason for Busby's decision, it is believed to be a massive contributory factor. The Belfast native is set to be an assistant referee when France host Wales on the opening night of the Six Nations, and he'll also assist Carl Dixon when Italy play France in Rome in round three. There is positive news out of Connacht today, with another pair of players signing new two-year deals. Prop Sam Illo made his second start for the province in their recent Challenge Cup win away to Perpignan, just his second since his arrival from Leinster. Lock Niall Murray has also put pen to paper on a fresh two-year contract and joins the likes of Paul Boyle, Ben Murphy, Sean Jansen and Shane Jennings in committing to Connacht this week. Oyonnax have terminated the contracts of former Ireland centre Chris Farrell and that of Rory Grice. Farrell was convicted of failure to prevent a crime following the trial that saw ex-Connacht prop Dennis Coulson receive a 14-year prison sentence for the rape of a student in Grenoble in 2017. He'll spend 2 years under house arrest while wearing an electronic tag. Grice received a 12-year sentence for his part in that rape. Both Farrell and Grice were contracted to Oyonnax, who released a brief statement today to say that their board of directors unanimously voted to terminate the players' contracts in light of their convictions. La Rochelle will be without hooker Tolu Latu for Sunday's Investec Champions Cup date with Leinster. He's received a 3-game suspension for his clear out of Toulouse scrum half Simon Darroch. Ahead of Sunday's fixture on Wednesday night rugby, Stuart Barnes assessed the job being done by Jacques Nienaber at Leinster.
"And I wonder, come the biggest games, whether it will be the undoing of Leinster, as in the end it was in the final, because Toulouse are taking their game on, and Toulouse are taking their game on not by getting tighter, bigger and more safe. They're doing different things, and they've got one of the best players, arguably the best player I've seen in 50 years in Dupont, so that helps. But they're changing their game, and we've been talking about Nienaber and South Africa. I would say that Leinster at times have looked like the 2023 World Cup winning South Africa. They do not look like the 2024 South Africa, who have been liberated by the way they've used Kurtley Aranze and Cheslin Kolbe and any choice of fullbacks. They've changed their game by breaking up the field. They've got this amazing power. They play their bomb squad as per normal. But the way they shape their game when that ball is on the pitch, boy, it's very different. And I think something Leinster have got to find is that freedom. And I thought back to Jordan Lerma when he was a kid, and he used to just come up with the most extraordinary things coming from the most extraordinary angles. And they need that, because I think James Lowe came along and he, you know, structured team under Lancaster and Cullen, but he was a bit of a joker, but he was a Kiwi with an innate understanding of where to pop up. And I always felt, even last season, you could work out a way. It was a hard thing to do because Leinster have so many good players, but you could watch them play and you could work out a game plan to nullify them. You can't do that, and I think this is what Razia Rasmus has worked out. If you've got Cheslin Colby getting lots of ball, if you've got Kirtley Aranze all over the place, if you've got one of three full-backs doing that, and I think that's what Leinster need to add fluidity to the game. And at the moment, I still see them as a very, very powerful team, but I wouldn't take them to beat Toulouse. Last year, I couldn't see them beating Toulouse because I just thought they won't come up with a big play when it matters. And it can be really close, but rugby's a game now that's got tight. And I think Nienaber has to say, if we're going to be like South Africa, we've got to be like post-23 South Africa, not pre-23 South Africa.
You can hear that full chat by becoming an Off the Ball member now. And don't forget, the meeting of Munster and Saracens is live on Saturday's Off the Ball with kickoff at Thomond Park at 5:30. Finally, former Scotland captain Stuart Hogg has been sentenced after he pleaded guilty to a charge of domestic abuse against his estranged wife. The ex-player has been given a community payback order with 1 year of supervision and a second 5-year non-harassment order. He admitted shouting and swearing at her, as well as tracking her movements over a period of 5 years. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you. Thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.